This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you got me for 2 hours today. I want to, first of all, tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on the weekends, that being the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do check us out online. Both those pages interact one with another. Also want to let you know that if you want to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. My Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Love having your calls, folks, because you make the show one way or another. As a matter of fact, once you start to talk, I start to begin to function. And then we can begin to take the show in the direction that you want it to go. And I always like accommodating, believe me, as we are moved by the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, Romans 8. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, too, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Creator here. His name is Jesus the Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Just saying. Because too many people are stuck in the miry clay. Did you hear me? Too many people are stuck in the miry clay. You know, David prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, confusion. Folks, take me out, David said. Take my feet out of that miry clay. Put my feet upon the rock and establish my going. Well, who are we to follow? 1 Corinthians 11:1. The Christ. End of story. It's that simple. Remember the simplicity that's found in Christ? That's where we're to take it. You know, it's interesting, I'm on this little bunny trail right now, but isn't it interesting how many people talk out of school? I mean, it's like philosophical. It's like they don't even understand what they say. That's why it's philosophical. See, if they can't put it into simplicity, it's because they themselves don't understand it. Matter of fact, it was James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, known as the father of our Constitution, that said that in essence. If they can't explain it, it's because they themselves don't understand it. And how many times, friends, when listening to politicians, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. Again, keep in mind, politician, folks, is a slang. It's showing disdain for a politician because you know he's corrupt. You know that he doesn't work for we the people, that he does not serve we the people, but he serves special interest groups. As a matter of fact, case in point, I'm going to go to one right now. Paul Ryan betrays America. $1.1 trillion. A 2,000-page omnibus bill funds fundamental transformation of America. Who said he wanted to fundamentally transform America? Now, I want to let you know, before I get going here, that Jesus said that they say and they do not. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not. Have you ever noticed that too many politicians are taken for face value? Yet if we were to judge them by what they do, we could see that action speaks a lot louder than words, correct? Did you hear what I just said? Paul Ryan betrays America. 1.1 trillion, 2,000 page omnibus bill funds the fundamental transformation of America as the bill is laid on the back of the taxpayers and your children as you are being enslaved. Let me explain. Paul Ryan's first major legislative achievement is a total and complete sellout of the American people, masquerading as an appropriations bill. Too harsh, you say? Well, let the programs, the spending, and the implications speak for themselves. Paul Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds DACA. Did you hear what I said? Though much of the public attention has surrounded the president's 2014 executive amnesty, going back to the foreigners again, the president's 2012 amnesty quietly continues to churn out work permits and federal benefits for hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. America, you're being sold down the river and you're paying for it. Did you hear what I just said? Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds DACA. It's an amnesty bill, funding entirely the 2012 executive, which, by the way, is unconstitutional, amnesty for dreamers or illegal immigrants who came to this country as minors. Anchor babies. Okay? Just saying. Number two, Ryan's omnibus bill funds sanctuary cities. Well, what's that? 5 months ago, 32-year-old Katie Stenell was bleeding to death in her father's arms. This was in San Francisco some time ago. She was gunned down in broad daylight by a 5-time deported criminal alien whose presence in the country was the direct result of San Francisco's refusal to comply with the United States immigration law. Yet Paul Ryan's omnibus bill, folks, not being ruled by the laws or the enumerated laws found in our Constitution, no. They are operating out of their scope of authority, once again, just making sure you understand who is breaking the law here. Paul's omnibus bill rewards these lawless sanctuary cities with federal grants. You're paying for it. Division P, Title II of Ryan's omnibus funds various grant programs for the Department of Injustice, might I add, pages 167, 168, and 169, and contains no language that would restrict the provision of such grants to sanctuary jurisdictions. Number three, Paul Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Folks, illegals are being lured into the United States of America because of what you are allowing through your representation. They are taking a bill, putting it on your shoulders, and alluring illegals to come into this country only to plunder it at length. Number four, Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Middle East immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Hey, folks, did you just see this yesterday? Jay Johnson, you know, the director for the Department of Homeland Security, which is unconstitutional. Isn't it interesting, friends, that he said he was appointed for the plight of the Muslims? Now he's showing compassion by bringing 10,000 illegals from Syria into the United States of America under the headliner, compassion. Folks, you're being destroyed. I'm going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about Paul Ryan. Just roll with me, friends. I'm putting this together piece by piece as a puzzle. Jesus said, now listen carefully, he said, "All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not after their works, for they say and do not." Exposing hypocrites. Okay? We're talking about Paul Ryan betrays America. America, $1.1 trillion, 2,000-plus page omnibus bill funds fundamental transformation of America. Did you know that? An omnibus bill is a single document that is accepted in a single vote by a legislature, but packs and packages together several measures into one or combines diverse subjects. Because of their large size and scope, omnibus bills limit opportunities for debate and scrutiny. It's also interesting to know that Paul Ryan himself, the one that got the bill passed, the $1.1 trillion bill passed on your backs, he said that nobody read the $1.1 trillion omnibus bill. He said, "I won't vote for these enormous bills that no one has a chance to read." This is what he said right before he passed it. In other words, do as I say, take me for face value, but don't do as I do and do not cross-check anything I say to you. I'm making a point and I'm getting to it to show you what I have been trying to tell you, because I received an email yesterday from the Donald Trump camp. I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments here. So number four is Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Middle Eastern immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Folks, again, keep in mind, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who again said that? The father of our Constitution, Mr. James Madison, the fourth president. Number five, Ryan's omnibus bill, and notice I said Ryan's, not the American people's omnibus bill, funds illegal alien resettlement. I told you right before the end of last segment, Jay Johnson, the director from the Department of Homeland Security, which is unconstitutional, just saying, friends, another created bureaucracy to oppress the people within. He was the one that said, listen, we're going to bring under the word compassion all of these illegal Muslims from Syria into the United States of America. Okay? Again, when you get a moment, read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. And until I get a phone call that can actually acknowledge what I'm saying to you, because it's pretty simple, a child can understand what I'm saying, I'm going to stay this course. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. If you would like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I said number five is Ryan's omnibus bill, not America's omnibus bill, funds illegal alien resettlement. Hey, folks, was that your plan? Did you give them the green light? They represent you. Who's funding these programs? You are. Who gave them the green light? You didn't. Why are they shoving this down your throats, America? Why are they enslaving your children, America? Hey, just calling it out for what it is, friends. Number six, Ryan's omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens. Oh, my goodness. Really? Well, we already know that Barack Hussein Obama released over 68,000 illegal criminal aliens in the United States of America loose on the American people to be assailed again and again and again and again. This all by the President of the United States of America. But Ryan's omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens in the United States of America. Number seven. Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign worker visas. Hey, folks, you do understand that judgment in a country, God said that the foreigner would be made the head, and those that would be a part of that country, the above said, the United States of America, you would be made the tail. That's a perfect sign of judgment, and only God can do what's going on here. Only God can. You want to refuse him? You don't want to listen to his commandments and his judgments or his statutes to keep him to do them? Then this is what I'm going to do to you, saith the Lord. Read Leviticus 26. It's perfect. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Did you hear what I just said? Number seven, Paul Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign worker visas. Now we're told yesterday by Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Director, whose plight it is, his purpose, friends, is for the Muslims to come into the United States of America. And now they are a protected class of people, and they are here to stay as long as they want to. And guess who's paying for it, friends? You are. Number nine, the omnibus bill locks in huge spending increases. Okay, that's number nine. I got to go to eight. Sorry. Number eight is Ryan's omnibus bill funds tax credit for all illegal aliens. Let me say it again. Number eight, Paul Ryan's omnibus bill funds tax credits for illegal aliens. I'm just taking this slow. I want you to drink this in, friends. Number nine is Ryan's omnibus bill locks in huge spending increases. Do you remember how he sold this to you, friends, some time back? Well, there's huge tax credits and tax cuts for the American people. Well, wait a second. Who pays taxes? We do. See, the bill funds the Obama-Boehner budget deal, which eliminated spending caps and will increase both defense and non-defense spending next year by $25 billion more. We're talking about Paul Ryan, friends. Paul Ryan's omnibus bill, number 10, fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. It's because he's for open borders. And it's interesting, folks, when you look at his house, he's got a big fence around his house protecting himself from we the people, just like the President of the United States of America. Now, isn't that interesting? And by the way, Bradley, what are we getting to? Well, we know that Paul Ryan betrays America at $1.1 trillion. 2,000-plus page omnibus bill funds fundamental transformation of America. He gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted and then some. Okay, you tracking with me? Good. Again, here's the number, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I got this last night and I started to chuckle because the Lord's got a sense of humor. And I'm talking about to his kids that understand what's going on here. This is what I received. Friend, it's time to unite our party and deny a third term of Barack Hussein Obama, which is not constitutional. I have officially endorsed Paul Ryan, and together we will fight for you, and together we will make America great again. Now join us, friends, as we take our winning ideas and our winning platform all the way to the White House. Democrats and the mainstream media are doing everything that they can do to divide us. Wait a second. Did I just expose the evil fruit concerning Paul Ryan? Yes, I did. So it's not the Democrats doing it, folks. Though they are, when speaking of Democrats, once again, just highlighting the point, don't mean to reiterate it if you've heard it before, but when you're talking about the Democrats, you're talking about a bunch of grown-ups who never grew up that are criminal because they operate out of the scope of authority. That makes them outlaws, okay? Just setting the record straight. But it was sad. Democrats and the mainstream media are doing everything that they can do to divide us. And furthermore, this comes to my aid right now, too. We heard recently that Donald Trump, there's proof that now we can confirm that he's not an insider. Okay, great. I'm not saying that he is. I'm not saying that he's all the way in. I'm saying that he's immoral, is what I'm saying. Okay? And I'm telling you, America, to get back to the laws of the Constitution of the United States and not of men. Because when you do that, we're not going to be dealing with these little games that these grown-ups are playing with our freedoms as they desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. Okay? I just want you to know that, folks, when I'm talking in the direction that I'm talking right now, I want you to understand that, okay, Donald Trump is not an insider. But let me ask you something. Why is he endorsing the likes of Paul Ryan, who is an insider, and you all the well know that he is? He finishes his appeal asking for money, just like Marco Rubio, just like none other than Trey Gowdy. Folks, I'm getting all these, we need help now, we need help now, we need help now, we need help now. Wait a second, you've already got the money that you need. Where is all that money going? And I showed you a couple weeks ago, friend, Rand Paul putting out a fleece, and I get Rand Paul's fleeces constantly asking for money. Within 15 hours, that guy's raising over $1 million. Where's all that money going? Hey, where's the resolve that they promise? They're asking for help, and then the American people give it to them. Where's the resolve? But, folks, what I'm reading right now is a Trump-Pence Make America Great Again, a full endorsement for none other than I proudly endorse Paul Ryan, coming directly from none other than Donald Trump. I just wanted to share.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just again wanted to show you the fruits of what most Americans are standing behind right now. And am I trying to divide and conquer? Hey, folks, Jesus said that he came to divide. He said that he came not to bring peace. See, when a world's at peace, that's at war with God, you know the only peace that you're going to have is when it's actually subordinate to God. It's subjected to God, and not until then. And what we're seeing in this country is a country of representatives that are at war with who we are, a Christian nation. And I'm personally sick and tired of it, and I'm not going to stand back and appease people because they want to capitulate when they should take a stand. So this is what I say. I say that America, let's stand up and do what we're called to do, commanded to do by God, so we can leave to our posterity what's been given unto us. Because if we remain inactive concerning what's going on, and I'm not talking about just voting, folks, we already talked about this over the last week. I'm talking about lawfully tearing down the corrupt establishment which is in front of your faces, friends. I just highlighted Paul Ryan, how he betrayed the American people through his first legislative act. I shared the fruits on the branches of this corrupt tree. And now we have Donald Trump proudly endorsing the likes of Paul Ryan. Do you feel that knowing that, this just happened yesterday, also knowing that he advocates what God condemns. Oh, and by the way, just as a reminder, those that are talking about, well, what about Hillary Clinton? Friends, she's not even legitimate. She's a criminal. She belongs in prison. That's my say there. Period. We don't need to talk about that anymore. But until the American people are willing to deal and bring about the law that's inconsequential to those that are breaking the law, namely the above said, again, Hillary Clinton and the criminal administration that we have at hand today, until the American people stand up and be the strength of that Constitution and enforce the laws against their crimes, it's going to go on. And you're going to stay caught up as a dog chasing its tail through circular reasoning as the establishment that you complain about stays in power. I'm saying tear it down. That's my resolve. I'm saying get out of the game. I'm saying get off the board where you're being pushed around, moved from place to place as a little game piece on a board. I'm telling you to quit playing the dupes of ill-designing men. I'm telling you to begin to judge men by their fruit. And you know what's interesting, friends? There really is two different languages going on here. There really is. Because it's interesting. It's interesting to me that, again, people will take politicians for face value, for what they say, and they ignore their fruit. And yet it was the Lord that told us to judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. If their what they say doesn't line up with their walk, then guess what? They're corrupt. And again, that's how we're to properly judge men, according to their fruit and not outside of it. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes is what men have learned from history. And I'm going to give you 10 points in which men have learned from history. But first things first, let's get over to this. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, you are aware, America, that the new polls that are coming out for Hillary are up to 9 points. You know that all the new polls are being rigged for Hillary. We've already talked about that. The guy that was actually hired to rig the polling machines told you how it works. And guess who hired him to rig the polling machines? Those that are to represent we the people in Florida. But America let that go. So, folks, when they come out with these new polls, which are going to be coming out saying that Hillary's up, keep in mind the shows that I've shared with you over and over and over again, showing you, like Barack Hussein Obama, she does not have the support. Everything that they are doing today, folks, is premised on an absolute lie. She does not have the support. Just last week, America, you were told about how the Bernie supporters were actually ushered out of the DNC. And to fill them up, they put an ad on a Craigslist and told them, we will give Cedars $50 to come in and support Hillary Clinton. This is all for America to see. She does not have the support. 56% of her Twitter account is completely fabricated, contrived out of thin air. Her Facebook was paid for by the State Department, $650,000 of your money to create the mirage and the delusion that she has the support, which in fact she does not have. And folks, we've just seen Bernie Sanders turn on his own followers, and I do want to call them followers, following this little communist dictator wannabe, give it over to Hillary Clinton and be booed off, literally. And then when the Bernie supporters went over to Hillary Clinton to try to shut her down, they were kicked out. And the Cedars that were paid $50 couldn't even go to the bathroom front. This is all out there for you to see. She does not have the support. As I said, she belongs in prison. But again, the polls that are going to come out are going to be rigged. I just wanted to share that with you. And on the other side, because you're caught up into the game, I just shared with you Paul Ryan, who Donald Trump is now fully and proudly endorsing, who destroyed America, who laid $1.1 trillion on the backs of the taxpayers and their children to allow immigrants to come in and do what they will, as you and your money, friends, are alluring them in outside of your approval concerning our representatives, not our leaders. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Al Sharpton argues Second Amendment is for white people. You should tell that to the black folks down south. That probably wouldn't fare very well. And of course, this is all state controlled. Folks, the cameras are on Al Sharpton to show you the baser sort, folks. They want to set them as the standard. To lead from the back rather than from the front. To lead and follow the lawless rather than the lawful. He's a liar. He's a tax evader. Folks, I can go on the list of the crimes of Al Sharpton, but he's another one that belongs in prison for a long, long time. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you know that your government and government bureaucrats now own more guns than the United States Marines? Why is that? What is going on here, America, since September 11th? What is going on? America, I'll tell you what's going on. You are under attack. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you see this? Out in Fairfax City, Virginia, the mayor was busted for trading meth for sex. See, this is what happens when you don't guard your liberties as a jewel and suspect everybody. As our, well, one of our forefathers actually rightly shared with us as to how we're to do this. Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, James Otis, John Adams, Ben Franklin. I can go down the list, friends. We're to guard our liberties. We're to suspect everybody that approaches that jewel. Patrick Henry that rightly stated that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim Brotherhood infiltrates world's largest evangelical Christian charity. Folks, just last week we played a video of Mr. Khan that was speaking at the DNC, who's an operative and an agent for the Muslim Brotherhood that none other than Hillary Clinton had up on the stage playing the victim. Did you know that he was a Muslim Brother operative? He is. Did you also know that he did Hillary Clinton's and Bill Clinton's taxes? Folks, and the list goes on. But here again, we have it. Muslim Brotherhood in the United States infiltrates world's largest evangelical Christian charity, uses money to build military base. What do you think, folks? I'm just curious. 1-866-582-9933. Why do you think all these illegal immigrants are given a free pass, a green light to come into the United States? Do you think that maybe someday they're going to be armed against we the people? I bet you I'm right. I mean, we see the government already doing that. I just highlighted more government bureaucrats with guns than the United States Marines. Why is that? The IRS? The Internal Revenue Service with shields? Glocks? I mean, high-powered guns? All this ammo being... What is going on, America? Come on. And yes, I'm playing stupid. For those that don't have their eyes open. What do you think is going on here, America? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Miami sprays dangerous insecticide that causes microfoli chemical weapons on American soil. But folks, if you haven't checked out chemtrail.com, maybe you need to do that, because this has been going on a long time, since 1968 in Minneapolis, without the approval of Congress again. So you have a government inside of a government, a shadow government, doing at will what it wills to do. And by the way, Bill Clinton said that. There's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Well, then who does? And again, friends, it's interesting that if we were upright before a just and a holy God, because when we speak of men and what they do and their corruptions, it's almost humorous, friends. Because it's a group of people that don't learn from history. And I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. They want to dare and tempt their fate by daring the justice of God to see if he will do in their time what he did in past times. But America, if you haven't seen chemtrails, do check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here you have it again. Through totalitarian methods, as I said, Muslim women demands workplace accommodate her hijab. In other words, hey, I don't care what your laws are. You accommodate me by submitting to my laws, Sharia law. And by the way, we've just seen this from Mr. Khan again, too, by the way. That's what Muslim Brotherhood is, friends. They're slowly infiltrating the American people. But you have known that for a long time. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hillary Clinton, again, another highlight of her crime, friends. I'm not praising the wicked. I'm saying let's deal with them. Hillary Clinton deliberately and blatantly lied about running guns to Syria. Folks, you can hear her aide actually tell on her that she is responsible for funding terrorists. You can listen to Josh Earnest, friends, the clown that works for the clown in the White House. The joke is on you. Actually admit the money that just went over to Iran is actually funding terrorism. Of course it is, friends. Because ISIS is created. Al-Qaeda is created, friends. And it's interesting, if it was actually legitimate, then why is all your representatives actually making way for them to come into the America that we know? Come on, America. Let's quit playing stupid, right? I mean, for real. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what has and what have men learned from history. I'm going to give you 10 points. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, you know what's interesting, friends? I was just talking about this right before, and I love this because it's bringing things to the light that need to be seen for what they are and who's responsible for what's going on. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you just see this? Did you know that ISIS just released a 15,000-person kill list in the United States of America? Wow! Man, they're feeling pretty bold, aren't they? And I bet you I can tell you who they are, friends. I bet you they're anybody that would oppose their totalitarian government. I bet you I'm right. I just got a hunch. But it's interesting, they've been so emboldened by what you've allowed your representatives to do that, folks, they have a kill list with 15,000 American Christians targeted for death in the United States of America. Well, what's your government doing besides aiding them every step of the way? I'm just curious. Just want to know. Hey, folks, listen to this. Obama, it was you. My father-in-law just sent this over to me. It was you. President Obama, this is why you didn't go to France to show solidarity against the Muslim terrorist. It was you who spoke these words at an Islamic dinner. I am one of you. It was you, Barack Hussein Obama, who on ABC News referenced my Muslim faith. It was you who, Barack Hussein Obama, gave $100 million of taxpayer funds to rebuild foreign mosques along with the likes of, let's not forget, George W. Bush that helped pay for the foreign mosques. I just wanted you to understand, friends, they're all in it together. It was you, President Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent that's allotted to stay in the People's White House, that wrote, in the event of a conflict, I will stand with the Muslims. It was you, Barack Hussein Obama, who assured that the Egyptian foreign minister that I am a Muslim. As a matter of fact, it was the Egyptian foreign minister that said it publicly, what Barack Hussein Obama said privately. Isn't it interesting? What is said in the dark will always be brought to the light, the Lord said, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. It was you who, Barack Hussein Obama, bowed in submission before the Saudi king. We don't do that here. It was you, Barack Hussein Obama, who sat for 20 years in a liberation theology church condemning Christianity and professing Marxism, if you want to buy that, America. It was you, Barack Hussein Obama, who exempted the Muslims from penalties under Obamacare that the rest of us have to pay. And by the way, friends, the representatives that passed Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. Isn't it interesting that the representatives that passed the bill, for some reason, they're exempt. It was you, Barack Hussein Obama, who purposefully omitted, endowed by our Creator, from your recitation of the Declaration of Independence. Ooh, not a good place to put yourself. It was you, Barack Hussein Obama, who mocked the Bible in Jesus Christ's Sermon on the Mount while repeatedly referring to the Holy Quran. I'm just trying to shed some light on what people don't understand in this country. It was Barack Hussein Obama raveled the Islamic world, denigrating the United States of America, when he's apologizing for you. And by the way, friends, in many cases, that is true. I do want you to understand that. But on the other hand, because you need to understand that your government has no business policing the world. They have no business dominating other countries. Friends, and don't tell me about how we were first attacked by these people. Hey, folks, how stupid do you have to believe that one? How stupid do you have to be to believe that one, friends? I mean, folks, the most useful idiots in the world aren't that crazy. You just don't do that kind of stuff. It was Barack Hussein Obama who instantly threw the support of your administration behind the building of the Ground Zero Victory Mosque overlooking the hollowed crater of the World Trade Center. I just want you to know that that is a sign of conquering, America. And it's not you conquering. It was you, America, Barack Hussein Obama, who refused to attend the National Prayer Breakfast but hastened to host an Islamic prayer breakfast at the White House, celebrating Ramadan. And America's still trying to figure out what's going on. It was Barack Hussein Obama who ordered Georgetown University and Notre Dame to shroud all vestiges of Jesus Christ before you would agree to go there, to speak. But in contrast, he has never requested the mosque that he's visited to adjust their decor. Of course not. But America, you've known this for 7 3/4 years. It was Barack Hussein Obama who appointed the anti-Christian fanatics to your czar courts, which are unconstitutional. They have to be affirmed by senators. They were never affirmed. They were thrown out there because they knew the American people as a whole would stand down and allow them to do it. It was Barack Hussein Obama who appointed rabid Islamists to Homeland Security. Appointed. You have the fox guarding the chicken coop, and you are the ones in the chicken coop. It was Barack Hussein Obama, as an Illinois senator, who is the only individual who would speak in favor of infanticide, which is aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. He voted 242 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. Hey, friends, keep in mind again, he was there for 142 days. And by the way, he ran against a guy named Alan Keyes, who is a genius black man. He's a friend of the ministry's. The man is a genius. It looked like a college graduate professor spanking a little elementary kid that couldn't even get the words out the right way. But mysteriously, Barack Hussein Obama won that debate. For 142 days, he had the time to vote over 242 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. And you've let him go on. You knew this before he became the president of the United States. And of course, before he did that, he was over in Europe calling for a new world order, just like George Bush Sr. was. See, it was Barack Hussein Obama who was the first president not to give a Christmas greeting from the White House and went so far as to hang photos of Chairman Mao Zedong on the White House tree. America, how many times have I told you if he's emulating anyone, it is Mao Zedong, who created his own drought, who killed 40 to 60 million of his own people, imprisoned, killed anybody that didn't fall in line with his dangerous ideologies. See, folks, we're not at war with China. China and this administration are at war with you, along with Russia. I can go on and on. It was Barack Hussein Obama who curtailed the military tribunals of all Islamic terrorists, only to release from Guantanamo Bay said terrorists to go back to the Middle East to fight America on another day. This is what you've tolerated for 7 3/4 years, America. It was Barack Hussein Obama who refused to condemn the Fort Hood killer as an Islamic terrorist. Hey, folks, I'm not going to let them set the narrative. I don't care if he calls it for what it is or not. That doesn't change my mind. You know what it is. I know what it is. And if you know what it is, then stand up against what he's saying it isn't. Because you know what it is. And by the way, so does he. It's time for America to mean what it says. It was Barack Hussein Obama who has refused to speak out concerning the horrific executions of women throughout the Muslim culture, but yet have submitted Arizona to the United Nations for investigation of hypothetical human rights abuses. It was Barack Hussein Obama who, when queried in India, refused to acknowledge the true extent of radical global jihadists and instead profusely praised Islam in a country that is 82% Hindu and the victim of numerous Islamic terrorist assaults. Who's the terrorist, America? I just need to know. We know that Hillary Clinton, folks, blurted the truth out in her confusion a week and a half ago when she said that Al-Qaeda is created, and now just this last week we found out that she was actually funding the said terrorists during an arms deal. But America, it's out in the light. This is mainstream too, by the way, friends. I'm talking about mainstream truthers. It was Barack Hussein Obama who funneled over $900 million into the United States tax dollars to Hamas. Who's the terrorist, America? Here, I'll say that again. It was Barack Hussein Obama who funneled over $900 million into the United States taxpayer dollars to your sworn enemies, Hamas. It was Barack Hussein Obama who ordered the United States Postal Service to honor the Muslim holiday with a new commemorative stamp. But America still, really. And folks, you just want this to get in you and get out so everybody understands that I spend more time trying to get people to understand what I get than anything else, because they have eyes to see, but they see not. And they have ears to hear, but they hear not.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net.
You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.